Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond. Constellation, America's energy choice. And by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union tonight, federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Coming up on the big program, we'll talk with Navy men's basketball coach Ed DeGellis. We'll talk with Navy women's hoopster Justice Sweat. We'll also preview lacrosse coming up this weekend. The Navy women taking on Liberty. The Navy men opening up Patriot League play as they'll be on the road at Boston University. But when we come back, we will talk men's basketball with the head coach of the Navy men's team, Ed DeChellis. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Sports Network.
Look, I'm already thinking about college basketball, and you know where I go to watch teams compete for a spot in the tournament? Buffalo Wild Wings. Their wall-to-wall TVs have all the action while I enjoy great food and cold drinks. It's the time of the year when every game counts, and B-Dubs has a front-row seat. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
The latest on Naval Academy athletics is as close as your computer, thanks to Navy's official website, NavySports.com. You can get all the information you need on all varsity and club teams and the midshipmen student athletes. Make sure you log on today.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time now to talk men's basketball with head coach Ed DeChellis. We've talked often about the fiber of this team as the year has gone along. At some point, fiber eventually has to digest. But is there a case where this team right now can replenish what it has done? Because even though you've lost these games at home, it's not as if you've been run off your own floor. It's a play here and there that might make a difference in the result of those games, thus trying to get them not to panic as you head into a winnable game?
Well, Pete, I think it's very, very important to know who you are and where you want to go and then how you're going to get there. And for us, it's been, as I just spoke to the team not too long ago during the film session, is that, you know, our fiber is what we believe in is you got to play great defense, you got to rebound the ball, and you got to take care of the ball. And so I don't think we want to lose sight of that. You know, do we need to make some tweaks? Oh, absolutely. You know, this time of the year, you played everybody at once, and you're heading into the second time, and you played them now, and as you head into the postseason tournament, you have to make some tweaks. But I think, you know, you have to know where you're going and how you're going to get there. You can't take a shortcut. You don't want to get lost. So for us, it's those three things: playing defense, rebound the ball, and taking care of the ball, making good decisions. Our losses have been ones that have all been very, very close. BU beat us by 9. We didn't play very well that night. But American here, we looked like a tired basketball team. We didn't make any shots. Holy Cross on the road, we lose in overtime, have a chance to win the game. You know, Army the other night, we made some really, really foolish decisions with the ball, without the ball. And again, that's our last pillar. Get a good shot every time down the floor. Don't turn the ball over. We turned the ball over, didn't get a good shot, didn't take the ball out of bounds properly. You know, it was us. We sort of, you know, if winning and losing is a fine line.
Yep.
And I'm trying to get our kids to step back over the proper side of the line and make good decisions with the ball, make good defensive decisions. And then, you know, I think we'll end up winning a few more games here as we come down to the end of the season.
Obviously, as we know, seeding means so much in the Patriot League tournament because it's played on home sites throughout. It's not really the traditional tournament environment. How do you get the club to focus literally right now, possession by possession, over these last couple of games, and then obviously let the math work itself out?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're always concerned about seeding, but I think I'm concerned about our team, and I want us to play our best basketball. And so, you know, I asked the staff and the staff of me this morning, what are we doing better now than we did 3 weeks ago? Well, you know, we think our transition offense is better. You know, that's a positive thing. We think we're executing half-court offense a little better. We're scoring the ball. That's a little better. Defensively, you know, we're not having high hands on closeouts and people getting threes. We're letting the ball get reversed too easily, and especially off of ball screens, and we're not stopping the ball screens, not stopping penetration. So those are things we have to clean up. You know, what I told the squad earlier was that, you know, who played for the conference championship last year? Well, it was Lafayette and American. One was a 6 seed, one was a 4 seed.
Right.
It's not always the 1-2 seeds. It's not always the teams that have home court that get to the championship game and have an opportunity to win. It's the teams that get the best matchups, how they match up the best. The teams are playing the best. You know, might get a lucky bounce on the ball, make a big free throw. We got to make plays. You know, when we were winning a bunch of games in a row, 6-7 games in a row, Pete, we were making plays. We're not making the same plays. And I've got to try to get us back to making the good plays to win games at crucial times.
You look at this league, and unlike some leagues, you look around this time of year, a league has kind of defined itself. I mean, there are a couple of clubs maybe that have separated themselves from others. But here in the Patriot League, it seems like everybody is so close right now in terms of stature with each other.
You're right. There's not a huge separation. You know, we thought that maybe BU and Bucknell were sort of starting to separate themselves, and Lehigh, and then Boston gets blown out by Bucknell the other
right.
day, you know, by 20-some points. So I wouldn't have thought that.
Right.
But crazy it is, it's, as I try to tell our guys all the time, is taking care of yourself, taking care of your body. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes you get guys that are sick. Sometimes you get guys that are tired. Sometimes you have a lot of tests 1 week, and guys don't get the practice time they need, or their focus is not there. And that's huge as we're coming down the stretch here. We got 2 games left and heading into the Patriot League tournament. So we try to take care of our own, trying to make sure that academically we're on top of things. We're not scrambling, because if you don't do well academically, it's probably going to affect you on the floor. If you don't take care of your body, and that affects our team, that affects your performance. So we try to make sure we got that part of our house cleaned up first. Some of it is then we got to play better. You know, we just got to execute better offensively. We got to execute better defensively, and we got to make the big plays. Free throws. You know, we haven't been a great free throw shooting team. We're trying to. Today we'll go into Halsey and we'll shoot 1 million free throws again today, before, during, after. You know, so we're shooting when we're tired. We try to put pressure on the kids. But as you know, at Patriot League tournament time, it's a possession game. It's a possession here, possession there. Causes you to win the game or lose a game, and, you know, and obviously you don't advance, and then, you know, they ask you to go home.
From an overall standpoint, let's look at the program. I mean, you know, every year you've been here, you guys have improved in the league. Overall win total, I mean, right now you're sitting at 18. And I know when you talk to the players, I know they're a little disappointed right now that they're not at 21 or 22 wins.
Sure.
But the significance from a program standpoint of making that next jump to getting, again, more league wins and, of course, now establishing a character on the road.
Sure.
And 18 overall wins like now. What's the value of that continuing to go forward with the program?
Well, I think it's a process. Everything is a process. Everything is a maturation. You know, we won more league games right now than we won the previous year. We've won more games overall than we have in a long time. I told the guys in a team meeting the other night, is we've raised the expectation level. We thought we should be 20-game winners by now. We thought we should have double-digit wins in the conference, and that's a good thing.
Right.
Because we are, as coaches, as players, we expect to win. We expect to do, you know, great things. I think we've done some good things. I don't think we've done great things yet. But as I said to the players, we can do great things. You know, the fun is right around the corner, the Patriot League tournament. And we've got to position ourselves in a tournament and get ready to play. But the program has grown every year. We've won more. That's positive. We've got senior leadership this year. That's positive. We've got a lot of sophomores and juniors who will play. I think our freshman class is good. They just have not had the opportunity to play because I think our upperclassmen have been pretty solid for us. 3 years ago, the freshmen we have right now will be playing a lot of minutes, right, and getting a lot of experience.
Which is what your current seniors did.
Correct.
When they were freshmen.
You know, and so. Juniors did. So it's a match where we are growing. We're a healthy program now. You know, we're healthy. We want to become, you know, picture perfect health. Yes, you know, we still have a ways to go, but because we want to win a Patriot League, we want to be Patriot League champions. We want to get to the NCAA tournament.
And despite a difficult stretch here recently for the Mids, that opportunity is still at hand. A victory over Bucknell Saturday, seeding scenarios anywhere from 3-5, playing at home to playing on the road, still plenty to play for the Mids. And again, last night, up 8 with just over 7 to go and up 13 in the second half. They're good enough. They're good enough to put themselves in position, but they've got to be able to finish the basketball game, and that's obviously going to be a tough task coming up on Saturday against Bucknell. Loss to the Bison, they can end up in the 7 seed, which means they'll be playing Tuesday night at home as the number 7, which would seemingly be so disappointing for a team that deserves a much better fate than that. Come see them Saturday at 4 against the Bucknell Bison on Scout Day. We'll have more of the Navy Sports Magazine. Coming up, we'll talk with Navy women's hoopster Justice Sweat. Mids starting to get it going here as they have won now 5 of their last 6. We'll talk to her when we come back on the Navy Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to talk Navy women's basketball with the lady that does just about a little bit of everything out there, Justice Sweat. And for you, you had a chance at one point. You were obviously playing a different sport. Why the transition from lacrosse back to basketball on a full-time basis for you?
For me, it was just which game that I loved more. I grew up playing basketball. I didn't start lacrosse until high school, and I always wanted to play basketball in college, so I wasn't too happy playing lacrosse, so it just made sense for me to try and live out my dream of playing college basketball.
When you make that switch, obviously, here on the college level, you probably walk into the gym feeling like you got a little bit more to prove. Happy with the progress that you've made so far to where you are right now?
Definitely happy. Last year I was just trying to get my legs under me, I felt like. So this year I think I'm finding my groove and getting back to my old self and just like playing well again.
When you look at the box score every game, it seems like there's a couple of assists, there's a bunch of rebounds. For those of us that do watch the game, we see the great defense that you're asked to play more often than not on the other team's best players. Mm-hmm. Do you take pride in being able to affect the game like that in so many different ways that you're able to do so?
Absolutely. I think rebounding, just playing hard on defense, affecting the other team's play are all things you can control every day. You can't really control if your shot's going to fall that night. So just being able to constantly do that every day consistently, then that's what I take pride in.
You guys end up on SportsCenter for the wrong reason, because you're the team that gets the bucket scored on you. Mm-hmm. Your season could have gone in a different way right there. Outside of the Army game on Saturday, what was the turn to make sure that that game against BU did not beat you all a couple more times and you all were able to rebound and really get some good wins after that?
We talked about it after the BU game. We win together, we lose together, but no matter what, we're going to stay together and finish out this season. Don't give up on this season. Like, we still have something to prove. We set goals at the beginning of the season, and we still want to accomplish those.
I know it's easier said than done, but is that something where you all set that tempo in practice every day leading up to that next game to make sure that, obviously, the mood and everything is positive? Because I know Coach talks confidence mm-hmm. an awful lot with you guys.
It definitely starts in practice. We huddle up together every day in practice, and somebody says a word that we're going to focus on, or just energy is usually our word. And if we can bring that energy that we're going to have in a game and just prepare like it's a game every day, then we can come out on the court on actual game day and have confidence.
Is that harder to do only because, as you and I were talking before we started taping, you know, a little thing like no class for the rest of the afternoon, mm-hmm. a chance to breathe a little bit. I mean, this place presents so many challenges.
the fact that you all as student athletes find yourself right now hot and heavy in a battle for third place in your league. Do you find a little bit more of respect for the teammates that you're around? And I imagine there's probably a feeling that you don't want to let any of those players down in that locker room as well, because you all still have a chance to accomplish a lot of your goals.
Yes, absolutely. I know Makeba, for example, had three exams yesterday. So just seeing her get through that and then come to practice working as hard as she can, that's motivation for me to be doing all that I can as well. We're all in this together. We're all here at this place. We're all under the same amount of pressure. So just working for each other every day.
I know in terms of competition, there's always respect for people you play against. And I'll ask you this. I mean, I've seen every women's player in this league since the mid-90s. You've had a chance to go out on the court and play against Kelsey Minato. What makes her such a tough player? Because, you know, I'm one of the people that would argue that she might be the best player this league has ever seen. What makes her tough as a player out there that obviously you've played against?
She just knows the game really well. If you watch her move offensively, she's moving without the ball. She knows the spots her teammates are going to want her to be in. She's just smooth. That's the best way I can describe her. And if you turn your head one way, she's gone. Yeah. So you just always have to keep an eye on her. She never lets up on the defense. She's always attacking you, just making you be quick on your feet.
Great chance for you all here down the stretch, twice against American and an opportunity with Bucknell on Saturday. What's the mood as you all get set down the stretch here, still with a chance to play home in the early portion of the Patriot League tournament, which we know is so important?
We're feeling pretty good. I know our Army loss was tough on everyone, but we walked away feeling like we played well, just didn't make the shots that we needed to, but we got the shots that we wanted. So just trying to stay confident, keep working on our offense, executing. You know, this time of the year, it's about who can execute best offensively and make less dumb plays.
Right.
So we're just working on that.
Hard to find somebody that plays with tenacity the same way that Justice Sweat does, doesn't it? At both ends of the floor, plays so hard. And for her size, obviously an undersized front court player, she gets more out of her ability, more production in the box score. More importantly, she affects winning in so many different ways. A lot of those role categories that players, let's face it, don't really appreciate and don't play hard enough to get. That's what you appreciate about what Justice Sweat brings to the Navy women's basketball team. We'll have more of the Navy Sports Magazine coming up in a moment on the Navy Sports Network.
At Navy Mutual, we've been providing current and former military members low-cost life insurance products without fine print or military service restrictions for over 135 years. Our allegiance to the Navy and Marine Corps goes back nearly as far. So we are again this year honored to be an official sponsor of Naval Academy Athletics. To learn how you and your family can benefit from our life insurance and annuity products, visit NavyMutual.org.
Navy basketball fans are the best fans on the Chesapeake. We remind you that when you're celebrating a Navy basketball victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from the Naval Academy Athletic Association and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you to be a good sport. Responsibility matters.
Games end. Protecting our freedom doesn't. That's why Northrop Grumman proudly supports the men and women who serve our country 24/7. As a leader in unmanned systems, cyber, C4ISR, and logistics, our solutions empower the military to perform at the highest levels, whether for combat, peacekeeping operations, or humanitarian efforts. That's the value of performance. Northrop Grumman.
Knowledge can prepare students for a successful future. At BB&T, we encourage the pursuit of knowledge on and off the field. Because when students participate in sports, they learn important things. The benefits of teamwork. The power of preparation. That's why we're a proud sponsor of high school and college athletics. And why we offer banking programs designed just for students. So they can start moving in a brighter financial direction today. BB&T. Sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. I'm Pete Medhurst. Last night, men's basketball, tough one, led by 8 late against American, only to watch the Eagles rally for the victory last night. at Bender Arena, 72-65. It puts the Mids in a really tough spot now, depending on the results Saturday, anywhere from 3-7 in the Patriot League standings. And as always, all you have to do is go to NavySports.com. After the result on Saturday, we'll have the latest breaking information for you on the Patriot League tournament. If the Mids are 7, they'll play at home next Tuesday. If they are 3, 4, 5, or 6, they would not play until next Thursday in the Patriot League tournament. So still, lots to be sorted out, and hopefully they can get a positive note going into the tournament, taking on the number one seed as of right now, the Bucknell Bison, headed into this weekend. That'll be a 4 o'clock start on Scout Day coming up on Saturday. The Navy women with an impressive fourth quarter, a 20-6 finish as they beat American 63-52. And the Mids, like the men, could finish anywhere right now from 3-6 in the standings. We do know they will not be a first-round participant on March the 5th. So right now, the Mids women's team will play somewhere, either home or away, on March the 7th to start the Patriot League women's basketball postseason. Remember, the women this year are going to play the semifinals at the highest remaining seed, and then the finals is at the highest remaining seed, wherever that is for the semis, even if the top seed gets knocked off along the way. So still a lot to figure out on both sides, and again, all you have to do is go to www.NavySports.com for the latest information. How about the Navy baseball team? Boy, what a great start to the season for Paul Costacopoulos' group down in North Carolina. They were smart enough to get out of town, first of all, and they got a sweep of North Carolina A&T over the weekend. And in game one, as you would expect, Luke Gillingham giving you what you want, 6 innings to start the year. Another solid performance by him. Good to see him healthy back on the mound. Robert Curry doing the job at the plate. Sean Trent, the hitting machine, getting off to a great start. Navy and Villanova in women's lacrosse. The Mids win it there by a score of 12-9. Mids coming up with a Saturday matchup with Liberty this weekend. And, of course, you can catch that on Patriot League TV. Tim Murray will be sitting in and having the call from Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Joe Miller will be in Boston with the Navy men's lacrosse team as they take on Boston University. The opening of Patriot League season. Mids with a workmanlike 5-1 victory over Delaware. Not sure you can play defense better than the Mids did on Sunday. And they had some opportunities to get more goals, but ran into a little bit of a hot goaltender. But they're going to have to score more this week against BU. But I'm telling you right now, with the way guys like Chris Fennell, Matt Reese, Jules Godino, Hiram Carter playing on that close defense in front of John Connors, this is going to be a very, very tough group to score a ton of goals on. So obviously they hope to get off to a great start Saturday at Boston University. And, of course, all the action right here on the Navy Radio Network at 1 o'clock. We'll come back up and wrap up this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment on the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Fresh off sweeping the Patriot League team titles for the 5th year in a row, the Navy swimming and diving teams will be back in Lejeune Hall this weekend, playing host to the ECAC Championship. The event, featuring many of the teams in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast regions, begins on Friday, runs through Sunday. Preliminary heats of swimming, followed by the diving trials, beginning at 10 a.m. on Friday and Saturday and 9 a.m. on Sunday. The session of swimming and diving finals begins at 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday and at 4 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets are required for this event. They can be purchased in advance of the meet or at the second floor ticket counter at Lejeune Hall prior to the start of every session. An all-session pass costs $60. A ticket for a single session of prelims costs $12. And a ticket for a session of the finals is $15. So make your plans to attend as Navy hosts the ECAC Championships and Olympic Trials qualifying meet this weekend. And again, tickets are required. Elsewhere on the yard coming up this weekend, as we mentioned, we've got basketball on Saturday. Mascot Mayhem returns. Bill's Game Room will be in action, sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, opening up at 2:30. It is Senior Day. Come out and support the 2015-16 Navy basketball senior class with a pregame ceremony that gets going at 3:40 p.m. Will Kelly, Kendall Noren, Tillman Dunbar would love to have your support. Scout Day, all boys and Girl Scouts and their guests can attend the game for a discounted rate of $5 per person. All Scouts will receive a commemorative Navy basketball Scout patch, and there will be special scouting events taking place pregame, including tours of the academy. For more information, contact Nolan Berry at Berry, B-A-R-R-Y, at usna.edu. Free admission for the Navy women in Liberty at noon on Saturday at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Men's tennis versus Richmond at 10 a.m. and then Ryder at 2 p.m. and Coppin State 5 p.m. All of that action on Saturday. The women's tennis team will be at the Toast Family Tennis Center versus Towson at 10 a.m. and Ryder at 2 p.m. So make your plans to attend. And again, as we mentioned, all information, as always, on every Navy sport, all 33 varsity sports, go to www.navysports.com. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us. Lots going on the yard. Come on out and support your mids. I'm Pete Medhurst with this version of the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by USAA, a proud sponsor of Navy basketball. Your friends at Bud Light. Be a good sport, drink responsibly, and always designate a driver. And by BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction. Member FDIC.